My usual boundless patience has been stretched beyond a mere breaking point this past week, this past month, these past 2 years of Trumpian excess. The moderate Republicans, those folks who might have put the brakes on their party's slide toward an American-style dictatorship, have abandoned ship, or been forced out by the dark money of the Kochs and their greed-lust ilk thanks to a Supreme Court decision giving citizenship to corporations and hedge funds. The newest unbiased and fair-minded justice, who was confirmed a few days ago, pled his case on the fair and balanced Fox News, then blasted the senators who dared stand in the way of his ascent to judicial stardom. So much for a court rising above their ideologies. Say goodbye to our quaint notions of justice being blind. The president, the self-made billionaire who made his money the hard way, by inheriting the wealth he and his siblings fraudulently manipulated to avoid taxes, claims Kavanaugh an innocent man and his accuser a liar. Yesterday he doubled down and chanted at one of his increasingly common political rallies, "Lock her up, lock her up," a fevered charge at Senator Feinstein for opposing his nominee. These are the times we live in now. The gloves are off, the pigs are at the trough, the rich are up on their hind legs, bellowing for more tax breaks, more favors, further subsidies, less regulations, all in the name of making, America great again. And out there in the heartland, the poor folk are buying this drivel. If the United Nations comes out with an alarm warning that the clock is ticking on doing something to slow down the catastrophe of global warming, well, how about we take off regulations on coal-fired power plants? Or how about allowing more E15 corn gas to be sold? Why not remove those requirements to increase gas mileage on autos and trucks? Let's support a pipeline to run sand tar down to the Gulf. And why not drill in the Arctic? It's all a hoax and lies by the left-wingers and the media, all those enemies of the state. The state they hate. Big government. They don't trust it, and they don't like it. They don't like immigrants, and they don't like dark-skinned anybody. They're white, and they're hetero, and they're scared, and they're pissed. They feel cheated, and they see a hard future ahead, so apparently they're willing to throw the dice on a morally bereft huckster who fans their flames. If you ever wondered how Germany picked a Führer, or Italy chose El Duce, turn on Fox News for a day or three. Listen to Rush Limbaugh for an hour or two. Follow Breitbart a while. And be afraid. We're making America something, all right. But if this is what great looks like, you need to be a hedge fund manager.